She's right. The truth is that many people testified in court that Mrs. O'Leary was in fact in bed with a sore...
With a sore foot!
So she couldn't have possibly started the fire.
No!
But since the investigation never really solved the mystery of how the fire started, the blame just sort of stuck on Mrs. O'Leary. Besides, you have to admit, it does make a catchy tune. You can sing it with me if you'd like. It goes like this. One dark night when we were all in bed, Mrs. O'Leary put a lantern in the shed. The gal kicked it over, winked her eye, and said there'll be a hot time in the old town tonight. Fire, fire, fire! Okay.
That's Amy Lowe singing, and Megan Wells as Mrs. O'Leary, deconstructing the legend of the Great Chicago Fire of 1871. It's from a CD called Fire in Boomtown, featuring these two award-winning storytellers who take us on a journey back in history to understand how such a horrible event could have taken place. And what we learn through their vital mixture of songs, the historical record of old Chicago, and eyewitness testimonies is that it all came about through a fateful and fatal series of events and realities. A nearly all-wooden city, a drought, a mysterious spark, and a strong wind that drove the flames. It's a compelling, tragic, and heroic story of loss and renewal that captures Chicago's famous, resilient, creative, City of the Big Shoulders essence. Every place doesn't have a story quite as big as Chicago's, but every place should have bards as talented as Ms. Wells and Ms. Lowe to tell its story.
And all that rubble, all that dust and powder and ash, they pushed it east toward Lake Michigan. And on the remains of the Great Chicago Fire, there lies Grant Park.
Architects and builders surveying the land, a bonanza for their talents, they rebuild a city.
Grand Chicago's a boom town, a boom, boom, boom town, the fastest growing city in the USA. Chicago's a boom town, a boom, boom, boom town, the fastest growing city in the USA.